I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live Well, Win Well is on point with Wando and Silks Radio News and Talk 1380 WAOK. On a great day, it's another great day to be alive. Have you ever thought about how much...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You should be appreciative of the fact that you're able to live in a home. You have shelter. You have a roof over your head. That is a blessing. But when you think about it, you can't help but to think about those who are homeless, those who are in need and who struggle every day to find food to eat, to find a place to lay their heads. You have men, you have women, you have children that are all fighting and trying to rise above homelessness and to deal with it and to be confronted with it. We have on the lines with us today a representative from the Nicholas House, and want to say welcome to On Point with Wando and Stokes. So let's say a pleasant good afternoon to Teresita Terry. Pleasant good afternoon to you.
A pleasant good afternoon to you too, Wando. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you for being a part. I'm so happy to have you because homelessness is very dear to my heart. I want to ask you about, because I teach about homelessness and evangelism and outreach to different areas and organizations, bridging the gap between the community, the church, and the homeless community. Talk to us about the Nicholas House, how long you've been in existence, and what do you do? I know you're based there in the Grant Park area, but talk to us about the Nicholas House itself.
Well, we got our start originally over 38 years ago now. We are originally a part of the St. Bartholomew Episcopal Church out of Atlanta. And 38 years ago, the church was running a small food pantry, providing rations to families that were showing up in need of food. They also were able to determine that many of the families that were showing up in need of food were also in need of shelter. So concerned by the vast numbers of people that were in need of food and shelter, they reached out to the pastor of the church. And as part of a collaborative discussion with the pastor, the congregants determined that they would open about 7 of their Sunday school classes to the community to provide temporary shelter for them during wee hours of the morning or late at night. Well, as you can probably imagine, the word traveled very quickly about the need and what the church was doing, and people would line up at dusk and dawn just to be able to provide a safe place for their family to sleep. Well, as you can also imagine, given that a rising need and the demand of those services, there came the need to collaborate with the United Way of Greater Atlanta and the Community Foundation of Greater Atlanta, as well as with the church. And as part of this collaborative discussion, and let me point out that over 38 years ago, there was not significant data regarding homeless families at the time. Mm-hmm. Homelessness was defined by a single man or a single woman. So this new population really came as a huge surprise to a number of stakeholders in the Atlanta area at that time. So as part of this collaborative discussion with United Way, with the church, as well as the Community Foundation had a donor that had a house in the Grant Park area that they wanted to donate to the cause. The United Way of Greater Atlanta provided seed funds to renovate that space so that it was conducive to serving homeless families. Well, we were reminded then, as well as now, that over 70% of the individuals that we serve are children. And we were also reminded that Nicholas is the patron saint of children. So we took the name Nicholas and joined it with the donation of that house, and that's how we became Nicholas House. So fast forward to 2020, our mission remains to help homeless families become self-sufficient. And we do that by providing them with a temporary place to live, which addresses the root causes of their homelessness, because our goal is to ensure that they're never homeless again.
What have you seen to be many of the root causes of homelessness?
In many cases, what we're finding is loss of a job or loss of hours. Unfortunately, the rising cost of housing has not equaled the amount of income for a number of people that are facing homelessness or at risk of becoming homeless. We're also finding that, with a lot of families that are living paycheck to paycheck, they're one crisis or emergency away from becoming homeless. So a big focus of our programs and our services are really to help prevent homelessness when we can. Yes, we respond to the emergency involving homelessness if that is a state that a family experiences, but when possible, we're helping by avoiding eviction and avoiding foreclosure so that families are not homeless. We found that especially given our crisis involving COVID-19, a number of families are losing their jobs or have lost their jobs, and they're really stressed. And there's a lot of anxiety surrounding, how do I pay my rent? Will my utilities get shut off? And even though many municipalities have issued a temporary freeze on evictions and a temporary freeze on utilities shut off, that will come to an end soon.
And, right, it will.
Families will be expected to pay the full amount that's in arrears in order to prevent eviction or shut off. So that's what we're mainly focused on in terms of our COVID responses. And we are just delighted that the community is stepping up and helping as we distribute food, as we help families with regard to paying their bills, specifically rent and utilities as they face this crisis.
Were you involved in the aspect of many of the homeless individuals who were camping out at the airport, that some of them make it to the Nicholas House? And how did that happen?
Well, in many cases, we were contacted by the airport. We do have a collaborative relationship with Hartsfield-Jackson, and we're working very closely with them to identify families that are in need of housing. We're also working with the Gateway Center. They serve as a special point of entry for all homeless individuals, whether they're families, whether they're individuals seeking shelter. And then based on an assessment, a housing assessment that's provided to individuals or families after they've identified the need for housing, those referrals are made to Nicholas House. Key things that they're looking for are, what are your existing, living conditions? Are you in the airport? Are you living, in an unsafe area? That could include in your car or under a bridge or in an alley. We're also finding people that are just living temporarily with friends. And what happens in many cases is though they may live with a friend, you know, maybe what we call couch surfing, those friends, if they experience hardships and they're no longer able to sustain their housing accommodations, these individuals become vulnerable. So they're in many cases asked to leave, to find yes. other housing, as these individuals have been gracious enough to accommodate them. And that puts them definitely at risk, not only for COVID-19, but for a number of other factors that create that vulnerability for them.
That's good. We're going to come back. Terry's going to talk more about the Nicholas House and homelessness here in Metro Atlanta. More to come is On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, Radio News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
I met this girl on Baltic Avenue. You can tell now she steps on board.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, Radio News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. We're speaking with Ms. Terry of the Nicholas House, which is a house that provides shelter for homeless individuals, especially here in the Metro Atlanta area. And Terry, you were talking earlier about these different categories of the homeless community. You know, as you break it down, you have those who are chronically homeless, those who are in transition, those who are basically hidden. They may be living on someone's couch or, you know, just hanging out for a few days, but still don't have anywhere to go. But when we look at the causes of homelessness in particularly, I want you to shed light on what you're finding in the homeless community as it relates to mental illness.
Yes, we actually have a particular program that focuses on families that have mental illnesses, whether it's the adult or the children as part of that family. In many cases, they really have difficulty in obtaining housing, especially if they have been experiencing a chronic mental illness. So we have specific programs and services that really address those specific needs. We work in collaboration with DeKalb County, and we have a select number of apartment complexes, and in collaboration with a number of property managers, et cetera, in that area, we have a reserved amount of apartments where we're able to successfully transition families that have a mental illness or some type of disability within the family, because they're considered one of our hardest to serve populations, because unfortunately there's a lot of stigma involving not just homelessness, but also mental health and disabilities. So we're working in collaboration with specific entities, landlords, property managers, et cetera, to be able to place these families right away. We've had huge success with our programs within DeKalb County that address mental health and mental and physical challenges that families may experience. And someone could actually contact us at our office, Nicholas House, which is 404-622-0793. If they have a mental illness, if they are in need of housing, we will definitely try and assist them as it relates to shelter for their families, especially during this special, special time of crisis as we respond continuously to COVID-19. And if I can just take a moment to mention, we get a lot of questions about Nicholas House and mm-hmm. what our goals are and what our focus areas are for families. And our three main goals for families is to really focus on helping them earn a living wage. We also want families to maintain their physical, their mental, and their social health. And finally, we want to make sure that they're able to not only achieve housing stability, but to maintain it long term. A lot of people don't realize that in order to receive services from some homeless providers in the Atlanta area, families have to separate in order to receive services. That means
that's
that
true.
If you're a married couple in the Atlanta area and you want to stay together, sometimes you have to separate in order to receive services. That means that the wife will go to a women's shelter, the husband will go to a men's shelter, and then sadly, children are often separated from their siblings and their parents, because if you're older teens, often you go to a group home or to a youth shelter. So as you add separation anxiety to the crisis involving homelessness, it really complicates the matter for families. At Nicholas House, that's a no-win situation. And our focus is in keeping families of any composition together. So if you're married, if you have older children, it doesn't matter at Nicholas House. If you're a large family, and large families are often difficult to place, we're able to place families up to 14 members of a family at any given time at Nicholas House. So we're accountability-based. Families have goals and specific things that they're focused on in terms of building and growing towards success. But we're outcome-oriented as well. What's also unique about us is that we track families for 2 years after they've completed our programs. And that's very unique and very profound, because not only is success for us in helping families to transition to a house of their, or a home of their own, but to make sure that they stay there. So we're tracking them for that 2 additional years to make sure that they remain safe, that things are going well in terms of their employment, that the children are doing well in school. If there are any challenges or aha moments that might arise, we're on hand to make sure that we're able to address those challenges, because what we don't want to have happen is there to be an experience involving reoccurring homelessness. Our goal, to make homelessness rare. We want to make sure that this rarely happens to a family. And if they must experience it, we want to ensure that it's a brief episode. But most importantly, that homelessness is non-reoccurring for that family.
That's good for that to be your mission and your expected outcomes, being goal-oriented, you know, just trying to help homeless families achieve that self-sufficiency, and just kind of monitoring it along the way to make sure that you're having positive outcomes. I want to talk to you about COVID-19. There are many families who are in need of help and assistance with this coronavirus, COVID-19, because, you know, things for many just happened abruptly. Those who are unemployed and those who are in rental properties or in homes and, you know, on the verge of losing their homes or being kicked out and not having the money and resources. And so I understand that your organization now has received some funding for the homeless community as it relates to COVID-19. First of all, I want you to give that number again to those families who may need that information and how they can contact the Nicholas House. Give that number out again.
Sure, absolutely. So for immediate assistance, financial assistance to prevent eviction or foreclosure, that number is 404-789-5626. And for general information about Nicholas House, that number is 404-622-0793. And we're very excited about funding that we've received from the Stadium Neighborhoods Community Trust Fund, which was really a part of the sale of Turner Field. And the city of Atlanta designated over $7 million to this project. Well, Nicholas House has been fortunate to receive funding from that trust fund to be able to assist families in Mechanicsville, Peoplestown, Pittsburgh, Summerhill, and portions of Grant Park. So if they
hold on just a second. Hold on a second, Terry. I'm going to come back to you because I'm going to go to commercial break, but I want you to elaborate a little bit more on this funding and the areas that it serves. It is on point with Wandalyn Stokes. Thank you. It's on point with Wandalyn Stokes, right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Live Well, Win Well is on point with Wanda with Stokes Radio News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Ms. Terry from the Nicholas House is here. You were talking about the funding that you received from the Fulton County Health and Human Services and the United Way of Greater Atlanta. And it's going to aid in expanding your services to the homeless community in response to COVID-19. I want you to just continue to tell us about the areas that it will be serving
and how will you help people in the homeless community who are dealing with COVID-19?
Yes. So for families that live in Mechanicsville or Peoplestown or Pittsburgh or Summerhill or Grant Park, we are honored to receive funding from the Turnerville Neighborhoods Livable Centers Initiative. Specifically, the Stadium Neighborhoods Community Trust Fund. This was, as I mentioned earlier, established to the City of Atlanta with the sale of Turner Field. And as a result of those funds that were designated for those communities, we've recently received funding to provide homelessness prevention services for individuals in those communities. Also, as part of the collaborative with Fulton County Health and Human Services and the United Way of Greater Atlanta, specifically with Fulton County, we're able to focus on South Fulton County to include Chattahoochee Hills, College Park, East Point, Fairburn, Hapeville, Palmetto, Union City, and the city of South Fulton. So families in either of those areas, as well as additional counties, to include Douglas, Butts, Cobb, Gwinnett, Henry, Clayton, Rockdale, and many others, what we're doing is providing financial assistance for families that are experiencing hardships as a result of COVID-19. Specifically, if there are families in these areas that need assistance, financial assistance with rent payments or utility payments, or if they need assistance involving employment opportunities, we have an on-site employment navigator that can help in connecting individuals to employment opportunities. Individuals can contact us via email at prevention@nicholashouse.org. The family will need to indicate the city and county of residence. They'll also need to indicate the assistance that they are in need of and a way for us to contact them, specifically a cell or home phone number. And one of our case managers will get back to the family right away regarding that need.
That's great. That's great. So that number again is 404-789-5626. And the email address is prevention@nicholashouse.org. I want to say thank you so much for sharing that information with our audience and also the work that you're doing to help the homeless community. We appreciate the Nicholas House as one of those great organizations, and continue to do what you're doing. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Wanderlyn.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate you. Appreciate you so much.
Thank
you. All right. Thank you. Keeping you informed and in touch. We are on point right here with Wanderlyn Stokes. Listen, if you are in need of assistance, you can contact the Nicholas House. And some of you may know of individuals who are in need. Make sure you give them this contact information. That's 789-5626, 404-789-5626. Is the number to call. Also, you can send an email, prevention@nicholashouse.org. Make sure you provide your name, a contact number, the county and city where you reside, and of course, the type of assistance that you are in need of. So if you're needed housing, if you're needed food, if you're needed medical care, let them know exactly what you're in need of.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.